And that sound means it's time for Kids Q, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. WCHL's Kids Question of the Week. Kids Q airs every Wednesday and Friday at 3:30 right here on the Aaron Keck Show. That would be now. Presented by a PTA Thrift Shop and the brand new Youth Works on Main Collaborative, the beautiful community home for some great child-focused nonprofits, including Healthy Girls Save the World, the Skajaja Fund, Musical Empowerment, Triangle Bike Works, and Youth Forward. And joining us now from Youth Forward and Youth Works on Main, Tabitha Blackwell joining us again. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing all right. So how's it been going?
We talked to you
a while ago, but everything changes so quick. So
yes, we have a full house.
Yes.
And we are ever growing even more with members.
Nice.
New members every day. And we have a couple of really fun events coming up that we wanted to chat about, and a couple of really amazing grant opportunities.
Awesome. So
yeah.
What's going on at Youth Works specific?
So we have, as I said, we have all of our different organizations that are on deck right now,
mm-hmm.
and all of our offices for our residential tenants are completely full.
Cool.
So now we're kicking off a networking event, which will be tomorrow night at Youth Works from 5 to 7 for youth providers. So definitely feel free to come out if you're a youth provider.
Nice.
in the community. We also have our Youth Providers Summit coming up, and that's where all of those really amazing youth-serving organizations, educators come out, and that's on October 20th at the library, and anyone who's interested in registering for either one can go to our website at www.chcyouth.org and register.
Awesome. Is that the Chapel Hill Library that's
yep.
going to be?
That'll okay. be at the Chapel Hill Library.
On October 20th. And I know we've talked to a whole bunch of people from different organizations
mm-hmm.
who have offices now at Youth Works on Main, and they can't stop talking about the collaborative efforts
yes.
that people are just able to interact and network and share best practices and great ideas, and oh, you work with these people, we work with them too, let's collaborate, and it's just been great.
Exactly, and
yeah.
that's what we want to actually bring that in, and that's what the events that we're hosting are all about, is taking those, sort of breaking the walls down, and really bringing in all of those youth-serving organizations into the great space that has been created there, where there's lots of really collaborative vibes, and people being able to have conversations, sort of those water cooler conversations
yep, yep.
across organizations, and not just across your own organization.
What's been the most surprising thing for you?
One of the really cool surprises is that we had two organizations that had never really met one another, and they actually served the same families.
Nice.
And they met on sort of move-in day, and we're talking, and they were like, you serve that family? I do too. And that's what we want. We want organizations to be able to talk about the families that they serve and how they can even serve them better.
Yep. Speaking with Tabitha Blackwell again, Youth Works on Main and PTA Thrift Shop bringing us Kids Q. We'll get to that in just a second. Don't forget to stop by the PTA Thrift Shop and Youth Works on Main. Youth Works is that great new building that's right next to the PTA Thrift Shop in Carrboro, right where Main Street intersects with Main Street and Jones Ferry. So definitely stop by and check that out. Are you ready for Kids Q today?
I am absolutely ready.
All right. Here is today's question. So if you're listening out there, this is for everyone. Get around the radio. Get your kids around the radio. Get ready for this. I like this one. If your pet could have superpowers, what would they be? And what would their superhero name be?
That is such a great question.
Right?
I don't have a pet right now, but
okay.
The pet that I want would be a corgi.
Nice.
And I would name him Corby. Corbin the Corgi.
Corby the Corgi?
Exactly, because it's much more.
Would your pet just have the superpower of cuteness? Because I
he
feel like
would.
That's just kind of the Corgi way, right?
He would.
Yeah.
And I could imagine him, they're amazing to see the videos of them swimming.
Yes.
I could imagine him
yeah.
flying with a little short tail. It would be amazing.
Would he just be like doggy paddling
in the air?
He would
be doggy paddling through
yep.
the air. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I've got, Brad and I just got two adorable kittens who are, they're still only, what are they now, 4 months old-ish? Yeah, about 4 months old. So they're still kittens, but they're turning into cats by the day.
Yeah.
Banjo and Styx are their names.
That's a great name.
Which are fantastic names, and they're amazing cats. they constantly get into trouble, which is what kittens do. I don't know what their superpowers were. I like flying for cats, because they definitely fly around the house on
yes.
the ground on a pretty regular basis.
Yes. They're also amazing at parkour.
Yes, that's true. Although not so much as kittens. As kittens, yes, they think they're amazing as parkour, and then you walk up and their scratching post is tipped over on the floor, and there's like debris lying around and just one piece of paper that's still floating down to the ground. And
well,
no idea how that happened. Yeah, yeah.
You have to learn your superpower.
They're still in training, right? Yeah. Okay, so we always refer to Sticks as vicious Sticks, because she will just attack any toy. So I feel like that's a good superhero name.
That is. That is. She'd be the villain.
She would probably be a super. Most of my superheroes tend to be anti-heroes anyway. And Banjo's full name is Banjo Min Q Kitten, so I think just Banjo for short is a good superhero name.
That is a great full name.
Yeah, because Banjo Min Q Kitten is the full name, and that would be like the secret identity, right?
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
I like that. All right, if you're driving around or if you're at home, wherever you are, ask yourself this question, ask your kids this question, see where the conversation goes. If you've got some great answers, share them with us on Facebook or Twitter. Tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at YouthWorks on Main. That's Works with an X, YouthWorks on Main, using the hashtag KidsQ. We've had some great YouthWorks partners on KidsQ already. Two great ones coming up in the next couple of weeks, the Art Therapy Institute and the Youth Community Project. So keep it tuned to us over the next couple of weeks for that. Tabitha Blackwell, anything else that people need to know about what's going on at KidsQ? Not KidsQ. This is what's going on at KidsQ at YouthWorks on Main.
There's lots of grant opportunities up, mm-hmm, and we will have a website up.
Nice.
Within the next day or two. So stay tuned to the Facebook page for YouthWorks, and you'll be able to see what new exciting organizations are being added by the day.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Do we know what the website is yet? Can we say the name of it, or are we holding off until tomorrow? Or?
I want to make sure I have it correct.
Okay, gotcha,
so
gotcha.
We definitely want to make sure we have it correct, but the next couple of weeks we'll be bringing on one of our other guests. We'll have them give the name.
The new URL. Awesome.
URL.
Tabitha, thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you.